You're listening to Carl and Catherine. Carl and Catherine.
I thought the vibes were good today. I'm not going to lie.
We were up and we were about.
Your microphone's always been a bit questionable. Not by choice, but because this place is just...
It's past its
use by date.
No, just like us.
Well, think about this, right? Southern FM has been here in Brighton now for 9 years.
Hey.
That's a long time.
This is the podcast.
I know, but I'm just throwing it out there.
We could be broadcasting from anywhere at the moment.
For those ever... Yeah, I'm in my robe at home. No, I'm not. It's not something anybody wants to imagine. I don't know. It's just the first thing that came out. No. Anyway, forget I even said that.
I feel so violated and nauseated same time.
It's goals,
isn't it? You know what? There's people who persevere with our podcast, and then there's people who instantly switch off, and that was an instantly switch off moment.
Or maybe it's an instant switch on.
For the negative 1,000 people that have just, who are sticking by us.
To the three people that listen to this, we thank you.
We've just lost two of them.
Well, yeah, probably.
And one is probably my mum.
Jan, I love you.
Jan has the right to switch off.
I love you, Jan. I love Laz.
Oh.
The Powell family. Muchos lavos. Anyway, look, today it was a show. It had everything, quite frankly.
Carl is going through a severe crisis, if you cannot tell from the last couple of minutes of podcasting material.
You cannot understand why ABBA have not been given royalty status in their own country.
Well, they have now, but four decades too late.
It took so long?
Yes.
And I backed that up by giving you other examples of people from the Danish land. Is that where they're from?
Sweden.
Sorry, from Sweden.
You're a Copenhagen.
And a half.
You also wear pinky rings now, which
made me feel
really nauseated.
It's on the thumb now.
No,
it's migrated.
I softly bullied
it's gone from
you.
One
yes.
side of the hand to the other.
Well, I'm
I did also give you probably one of the biggest compliments I've ever given you on air today.
What was that?
The fact that whenever I need harsh criticism or things that need to be rammed in my head to the point where I make a life choice, you are my go-to person for
that.
I like to think I have the same impact on your life, but
I clearly don't. I'm Bob the Builder. Can I fix it? Yes, I can.
Yeah.
And I don't even need Scoop, Muck, or Lifty. Or Rolly, too.
You're wrong. It's Scoop, Muck, and Dizzy. Thank you very much.
Scoop,
Muck, and Dizzy, and Rolly, too. Bob and the gang are so much fun working together to get the job done. Bob the Builder.
And the weird scarecrow. Oh, who was he?
Scoop, Muck, and Lifty. Now you've got me questioned. What did I
say?
There
was Lofty, because I wanted a real, like, Lofty for Christmas.
And Rolly,
and that was
too. Bob and the gang. So much
that's actually
fun.
Really good. Sing for a second. I'm going to find out who the scarecrow was, because that's going to bother me.
Bob the Builder. Can we fix it? Bob the Builder. We can't sing this anymore, otherwise we'll get sued.
It doesn't sound... Spud.
Spud.
Ooh. Spud is a major character in Bob the Builder. He's a mischievous scarecrow who lives grounded on Farmer Pickle's farm.
This might be something we talk about next week. Why does so much British children television
implant... I forgot he looked like a dumpling.
Yeah.
I love that scarecrow.
And that was the idea that got with the inspiration for Squidward in SpongeBob SquarePants too.
That's not true at all.
No.
Yes, plenty
you
to
look at
discuss.
It though, they're very similar type of characters when you look appearance-wise.
They look nothing.
Grey and cranky.
Squidward's like, green or blue, isn't he?
Greeny, bluey, grey, potato. Maybe I'm colourblind as well. Throw that in there. I'm not. I don't think. I can see blue in the studio. Can I see a colour?
Good stuff. Lachlan Mackay joining us. I think that was our longest segment ever with him.
Probably. And we always say we need to make it shorter. It needs to be shorter.
Tight.
Like a tiger. If you've ever watched
Producer Jack, as you can probably tell, also still away.
But he's popped up.
He popped up. Cameo appearance.
In the mailbag. But he'll be back next week.
He'll be back next week. We miss him terribly.
I think he's in better spirits too, just from the conversations we've been having. Although it doesn't take much.
Well, he hasn't had to deal with us for 2-3 weeks.
Yep. And when he comes back, that's going to change quite quickly. It's fair to say. Anyway, I think we'll end on that note because we're crapping on and we're probably going to get sued for singing Bob the Builder's theme song. I might tweak that when I cut the pod.
I don't think we need to worry because it didn't sound anything like the song.
Bob the Builder. Can we fix it? Bob the Builder. No, we can't.
Now, that is not... What was the little voice?
If you ever watch the show, it ends with a little... I think Spud says something at the end because he is a spud.
To the podcast.
Bye.
Bye.
Good morning.
Morning.
On 88.3 Southern FM, this is Breakfast with Carl and Catherine.
7 o'clock in the morning.
to you. Happy Monday. Just had a little issue with the news service, we're afraid, but we'll get that to you at 8 o'clock. How are you going?
Very well. How are you?
Oh, I'm looking better.
Oh, I can tell. For someone who's just flown in the door. If anyone just saw something just shoot past them on Bay Street, it was Bianco.
I think it was the amount of red cars I encountered on the way in here.
That red cars?
Back. Red cars. You know, red means stop. And
red means go.
No, green means go.
Red is fast in cartoons. What about a red Ferrari?
All right, lightning.
Oh, no, all was not well in the Karma Bill this morning.
Why?
The Calendar Bill, even, not yours. No, I was driving to work and someone cut in front of me and I had wraps for lunch and now it's a salad, if you know what I mean.
Ah, yes, I know exactly what you mean.
Not good.
These
not good.
Things happen, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, you can text us in any time on 0404 000 736. Got the mail back coming up. This is Empire of the Sun Changes.
You've got mail with Carl and Catherine.
Well, we actually do this week.
We do.
And it's from somebody who has been absent for a few weeks. The feeling just hasn't quite been the same in the studio.
No.
Nor has the odour.
Excuse me?
Anyway, we'll let him do the talking, shall we? Please, reveal yourself, person.
Oh, hi, team. That's right, I'm still alive.
You're not revealing yourself.
Unfortunately for you guys. Just letting you know that I've been missing you. I've been missing the content. I haven't really been missing the podcast, though. I listened to one a couple of weeks ago when I'm struggling through it. I only hope that the listeners have stayed with you over these last couple of weeks. But never fear, I am back. Back next week. Just been a bit under the weather. I hope you've both been well. But let me put it this way. Let me just serve this to you as a warning. You better get yourself sorted on today's show, because when I'm back, things get back to normal, things get loose, and there's finally someone to hold you both accountable. I'll see you both next week. Looking forward to it, fam.
That's what I like it. What time is it? 7:10 in the morning. A warning.
Was that necessary?
It sounded threatening, menacing, and a little sarcastic. But no, we do miss producer Jack. He will be back. He's just had a couple of weeks off because life happens.
Who is he again?
Producer Mac, yeah?
Ah.
Or
yes.
Zach?
No, I do know who you're talking about.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's that guy that usually sits in the corner and points at me all the time, isn't he?
Well, who's getting coffees today?
I don't know. Isn't it producer Mac's turn?
Producer Mac. Now, we miss you, Jack. We can't wait to have you back. Also, another agenda on the mailbag this week.
Yeah.
I have had so many people contact me throughout the week. Catherine, did you end up finding out the gender of Carl's rabbit?
Oh, yes, I did.
Now, before we go any further, how did we establish this, please?
Okay, so you'll remember last week on air, I tried to live cold call my sister, and she didn't respond.
Yes.
She had other things that she was attending to at the time. Anyway, a couple of minutes later, she texted me back saying, can confirm the gender of latte.
Can we have a drum roll before you do this?
Oh, you really want a latte?
Because you, basically how this all came about was you kept saying how you were bonding with the rabbits. Footage emerged of you feeding the rabbit a carrot. Apparently, you're the only person to be able to get the rabbit back into its cage. Very Houdini style of you. And then I said, what gender is latte? And you didn't know. Well, you said it was a female. That's what you were... That's where your guessing was, but you weren't certain. You've contacted your sister.
I have.
Can we now reveal, in a very gender reveal party-esque way...
Okay.
The gender of the rabbit
sure.
that lives outside your house.
Sure. Latte is a female rabbit.
It's a girl!
It's a girl, everybody. You're welcome.
How is she this morning?
Well, I haven't seen her this morning. I didn't really have time to swing by and check up on her on a cage, but I did feed her some nice thick lettuce leaves yesterday. Wanted to make sure she was nice and full.
Nice.
She already had some food because when the parentals are back, which they have returned from their overseas holiday, they look after her. Like my mother tends to check up on little Latte because other people in the household don't always do it. And yeah, Latte was fine. She looked happy.
Good.
Fifi's particularly happy that Mum's back.
Mm-hmm.
The household feels normal again.
How was Yankee Stadium? Did they end up getting in?
Yeah, they did. Yeah. Yeah, that was an ordeal, but they were okay. They got in. They lived to tell the tale, thankfully.
Welcome back, Bianco family.
We've got another bit of feedback too.
Oh.
This is general feedback to the greater Bayside community.
Oh.
Please don't abuse people in car parks.
Oh.
I'm just putting it out there.
Who yelled at you?
Well, I was at a supermarket car park around the Bayside.
Yep.
One not too far away from where we are right now in Brighton. And it's a split entry exit. Right?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
So
yes.
So you know, it's polite to give way. Like there's enough way where you can get in if you're turning left in or if you're turning left or right when you're coming out. Right? There's no need to get in an argument at all whatsoever. It doesn't matter how much of a rush you're in. Just be somewhat polite about the way you're entering and exiting supermarket car parks. You're not in that much of a rush that you have to be impolite.
What do they say to you?
Some things I can't repeat on air, it's fair to say. All I was trying to do is innocently turn left into the car park, and this man had his children in the car and used the most amount of expletives I've ever heard. Now, that was not necessary, mate. And if you're listening to Southern FM, go and listen elsewhere.
Hey.
No, I'm serious.
Hey.
Dead serious. There's no need for that kind of behaviour in the Bayside community, or any community for that matter. Set a bloody example.
And at this point, I call upon the Bayside community, if anyone has footage of said incident, please send it
but
to
just,
us. Monday
you know,
breakfast
I actually got, I'm putting it out there, I actually got a bit shocked by what had happened. I was a bit shell-shocked. I don't know.
Rattled?
Yeah, I was, quite frankly. Just be better. That's all I'm saying. You know, especially when you've got your kids in the car. Like, I mean, how hard is it to set an example? Anyway, this is Eminem Soudini. That was the mailbag for your Monday morning.
Do you feel better for that?
I do, actually. Thanks. See, I've eyed that. I think that's good, that
do
version.
You?
Yeah.
I don't mind it. It's very different from him. That was Eminem, by
no,
the way.
No, it's not, because it's sampling songs that you've heard before. Yeah, he's a very big sampler, Eminem.
Yeah, but a very different vibe.
Okay. Were you like me as a kid, thinking that his name actually was Eminem's?
No.
I thought that.
Mm.
I thought Eminem.
I thought as much.
Eminem, and you say things, and you're like, I hate the same as the other things. Carl and Catherine with you for Monday morning here on 88.3 Southern FM. In case you've been living under a rock, we're here every Monday.
We are.
And we're just...
Rain, hail or shine, we are here, Bayside.
Yep.
Although, we haven't discussed the public holiday next week.
There is one, isn't there?
Yeah. We'll be here.
I think so.
I think we'll be here.
I don't have a reason to not be here.
No, me either.
Unless we just take a strategic...
We just want to have a bit of a sleep.
We'll let you know through our socials. Anyway, we'll have a think while we're recording our podcast intro.
But any other time, we are here, rain, hail or shine.
9 out of 10 times.
We are committed.
Unless it's a public holiday. Speaking of committed.
Yes.
I think I've committed myself to a quarter-life crisis.
I am going to sit back here and just let this play out.
Everyone around me is saying, what are you doing with yourself? Like, what are you doing? There is a noticeable difference about you.
Well,
in certain ways.
Can I just say, you've waltzed in this morning.
Yeah.
I saw you last when? Friday? Thursday? Can't tell.
Probably Thursday.
You have a beard now.
What's wrong with that?
There is another item which we will talk about a little bit later.
Oh, you're going to hold on to that.
I'm going to hold on to that, yes. But one of the big things I've noticed is something on your wrist this morning.
Yeah.
And
just a
something
watch.
Sitting next to you.
What's that?
The man that was so committed to the non-fruit type of technology has changed his tune, everybody.
I have. I've changed my tune.
He said it would never happen.
Ever, ever, ever.
And I received a series of messages across the weekend where he said he didn't know what he was doing with his life for the past almost 10 years in which I have flagged to him his life would be a lot easier with said technology.
To be fair, I still don't know what I'm doing with my life.
Yeah,
but
well,
I'm getting there. I'm an evoluting person. That didn't make any sense. I'm evolving.
You are evolving.
Evoluting? Is that in the dictionary?
This is your moment from boy to man, because you know what is happening this year for you.
What's that?
The start of your Saturn return.
Sorry?
Which is a thing that happens. I'm not kidding.
Is that when the retrogrades align?
Well, it's basically when all the retrogrades just explode at you at once.
Well, I suppose that's better than going to a retrovision. Remember that?
Hey.
Or going into a retrovision.
That's not nice.
It's a bit of a...
yes, once you
I think hit... I was in one. I've been in one for the last 10 years.
Once you hit 28/29, your Saturn return starts.
And you're feeling fine.
You do not, I'm telling you.
I think
this is the start for you.
You're telling me you don't feel good at 28?
Turned 28 last year and had quite a turbulent year, they say that once you get to like 30, you're fine. But it's a choppy couple of years. I think this is the start of yours.
I'm beating the mold. I've had a crap however many years, and I'm going to beat that. I'm not going to listen to your suggestion there.
You have a beard, and you've changed one of your biggest moral stances in a week.
Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I have.
The Saturn return.
I'm buying fuel from a servo I said I would never go back to. I'm doing that.
You know what?
What
is next? You will realise that you are wasting your money on premium fuel and you'll go down to the 91. That'll be your next thing.
No, I can't do that to my car.
Yeah, you
my
can.
Car and I, we get on too well. Well, actually, no, we don't. It's only caused me nothing but issues over the years. But we attempt to get on well enough.
Mm.
Yeah. No, it's going good, you know. And I changed my rice that I add to my lunch at work last week.
Huge.
I'm using quinoa.
That's another issue we've had in the past.
Quinoa.
You used to bully me for quinoa.
I can never say it correctly. I look at it. I say it how it's written. Quinoa.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's how I say it. It's quinoa, isn't it?
Well, has anyone flagged any concern or are they saying good for you? This is like the new Carl.
No. Nah, bit of column A, bit of column B.
Okay.
Haters gonna hate.
See, I was happy until I noticed one thing, which we may get what? Into a little bit later.
I did a bit of a clean up on my drawer. Found a lot of things, actually.
Mm.
Things that I've been wondering, like, what are they? You know, why is it so messy? I'm getting more and more systems in my life as well. Anyway, enough about me, but I think I'm having a quarter life crisis. If you've ever had one too, I'd love to know, what was the outcome of it?
If you come in here next week with a moustache, this is the end.
No, but I moustache you many questions throughout the program today.
I'm going to go get us our coffees. Producer Jack, come back. Hey.
Hi.
When we did the Carl and Catherine show a couple of years ago.
Yes.
We had a little segment that had a great little intro.
Oh, are you talking about this one?
What the actual...
It needs to be brought back.
Why?
Last week, I was scrolling through, reading the news on my phone.
As you do.
And I read something, and then I read it again, and I said... This has to be an old article. And I look at the date and it would appear last week all four ABBA members, ABBA being the incredibly successful Swedish band who put Sweden, I would say, on the map.
For sure.
After performing incredibly well at Eurovision.
Yeah.
Right? Right, right.
Right, 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 right.
And then they had a huge career spanning decades.
Which still is in existence, really.
Number one albums, number one singles,
yep.
Their music then turned into Mamma Mia, the Broadway show, which then became Mamma Mia 1, the movie, Mamma Mia 2, the movie, Mamma Mia 3 in the works currently.
Okay, that's stuff that probably didn't need to be included in this.
This is important. This is context,
why
okay?
Though?
Well, the reason I say this is because after all of that, only last week, all four ABBA members were knighted at a royal ceremony in Sweden. Now, this is the Swedish royal family. So this isn't the British royal family. In their own country, it has taken them four decades to get a pat on the back. And that just doesn't sit right with me. How many other people through Sweden are getting acknowledged before ABBA?
Probably heaps, to be fair.
Who? Name them.
I actually think that the world was... in love with ABBA more than Sweden themselves.
Well, this
on the whole.
Like, I mean, when I think Sweden, I'm sure there's incredible artists that have come out of there and people doing amazing things. But, like, it's ABBA and the Swedish Chef.
Surely there's some more Swedes.
But this is what I'm saying. Why did it take ABBA so long? I'm actually offended on their behalf.
There's been a few good Swedish Formula One drivers over the years.
Have they been knighted?
Pretty sure. Or are they Finnish? Swedish.
Please sure finish.
Okay, well, you know, I'm just trying to add to the argument. But there are other people out there.
Does that not rattle you like it does me? It's all I've thought about for the past few days because I genuinely thought, first of all, how awkward for them.
Yeah.
Because, like, the pictures that would have been around that ceremony of them, they would look nothing like them anymore.
Yep.
Like, how long does it take for someone to take a chance on them and ring, ring, give them a call and say you're being knighted today.
All right. Do you want to hear a couple of people who are Swedish that
please.
Would probably get above
okay.
ABBA? Avicii? Rest
well.
His soul. No? Okay. Zlatan Ibrahimovic, one of the greatest footballers of all mm-hmm. time. Some would deem him as the GOAT up there. Bjorn Borg.
That is one of the ABBA people, is it not?
No. Bjorn Borg is a tennis player, I'm pretty sure.
Is a Bjorn...
Swedish former... number one...
So it was a battle of the Bjorns.
Yep. We're a big fan of Bjorns here. There was also Greta Thunberg.
Yes.
She is Swedish.
But these people, Carl, I'm talking decades.
Yeah.
We've got, it's like here. Imagine, right? One of the biggest musical acts of all. It's like the Beatles, right?
Dolph Lundgren from Rocky. If he dies, he dies. He's Swedish.
Like, how long did it take for the Beatles to get knighted in the UK? This is what I'm talking about. This is the caliber of music.
I'm trying to think.
Released a whole album of their music. Why has it taken 4 decades for them to get knighted?
Zara Larsson is Swedish too. There you go. I didn't know Zara Larsson was Swedish.
I'm just upset on ABBA's behalf.
Anne Margaret. Is that the actress Anne Margaret that was in Elvis movies? I think it is. It looks like it. I'm having a look here. There are so many other Swedish people that would have been acknowledged. PewDiePie. Isn't he like a...
YouTuber?
Yeah. He's Swedish too. Wow, who would have thought all these people are Swedish? Greta Garbo was Swedish. There you go. These are all people that fit the criteria of could have been knighted before the 4 key members of ABBA.
I just think they were robbed. I know the new album wasn't great, but you don't have to tax people like this.
Well, maybe that was the album that actually got them elevated. Who knows?
0404 000 736. On my list currently of people who were robbed are ABBA and Shannon Knoll. I want you to add to it, please.
Yeah. Let us know. Cause
it's just actually offensive.
Do you reckon we'll get knighted one day? Probably not.
I'm trying to think of a quick joke, but my brain's not working that fast. No.
Closest we'll get to being knighted is a Keira Knightley movie. This is Tones and I. I don't know.
No, you're the jester in the court.
I attempted something.
Yeah, you tried more than me. Well done. Here's Tones.
Thanks.
88.3 Southern FM. The sounds of the Bayside.
Not cutting you off this morning, Jane.
See, look at you. This is progress.
That's what I'm about. I'm about evolving. I'm about progression.
Well, I wouldn't think that. We're going to talk about something a little bit later, and I would say you've done the opposite. But in the meantime, good work.
What do you mean? I have to take some parts of my past and bring them back into the future. Some that
after
been...
8 o'clock, everybody, it's going to be war.
Well, when you have
us.
A go at me for something, right, I'm going to bring up something that I did the other day as well. And speaking of things that I did the other day... You'll notice that my headphones look a bit better today. They're in better condition.
Mm-hmm.
I've been complaining probably since we came back to do the show
that
I've had flaky ear pads on
my headphones.
I
don't understand how you achieve that. I think it's got something to do with your hair product, I would assume.
No, I actually don't know too. I think it's wear and tear because these pads on these headphones can like get a bit worn and torn. But I haven't been wearing them enough to warrant what happened to them, which is strange. Anyway, I'm like... I'm not going to put up with this any longer. By the time we get to the show next week, I'm going to fix them.
Mm-hmm.
So I looked at all the many tutorials I could of how you could actually DIY the headphones, fix them, the earpads, that is. And I ordered some off a website, although I actually didn't know that I'd done that.
Sorry?
I didn't know that I'd ordered replacement headphones until I looked at my email and it said... Thanks for your order. Here's your invoice number.
You know what? That is so weird because the same thing happens to me when I online shop. I look at something and then weirdly enough, my card is charged and it's in the post the next day. It's so weird.
Yeah.
Like I don't want to buy these things, but they just magically end up at my house.
Well, see, I needed these things, so I wasn't disappointed. And the price that I paid for the replacement pads wasn't that bad, to be fair. It was right about right. But what I was staggered by was this... online site, which has many different things that you can use it for. Mm. One of them is viewing content.
Yes.
The other one is purchasing items. And their response time is very quick, very immediate, to the point where if you're not careful and you put something in your checkout basket and go to the next page, you'll say, thanks for your order.
Oh.
I had no idea that was sneaky. How quickly. It's very sneaky. So if I didn't like what I'd ordered, there's no way I could have cancelled it.
Mm.
And or maybe you could have. I haven't looked at the terms. You might have got a partial refund. But I was like, wow, we are progressing so much as far as ordering stuff online to the point where if you're not careful, you might order something. Like, imagine if I put a $900 item in my bag to check out with online, then all of a sudden $900 gets charged to my account. I haven't got that kind of money to throw around for something. And it's not like the pay of after option is an option in this occasion.
Mm.
I was like, whew. Imagine if I wasn't careful. I'm being extra careful these days.
You need to be. In this day and age, you do.
I'm trying to read things a lot slower too, so that I don't skip over key details. I'm paying more attention to detail.
What key details were you skipping before?
Well, I would read something and I'd be like, oh, yeah, so what about this? And then it turns out that I've already skipped over the fact that I was asking about. It happens a lot with us. You'll say something and I'll be like, yeah, but what about that? And you will be like, yeah, but I just said that.
Yeah,
like,
this is true. This is true. You know what it is. You've got to be present in the moment.
Yeah, and I'm trying to be in the moment even more. Mm. That's the thing, because you shouldn't be living in the past.
No.
And the future hasn't quite got there yet.
That's why it's the present, because it's a gift.
Correct. Mm. Thank you. Anyway, I'd love to know if you've ever fallen victim to something like this.
Okay.
0404 000 736. It may not have been you. May have been somebody else. All of a sudden, you're like, hang on, I didn't buy that.
So basically what you're saying is it's machine one, man zero.
Yeah, pretty much. Mm. The machines just come in all of a sudden and thought you wanted something when you maybe did, but you didn't want to fork out.
I was talking to Lachlan Mackay, the movie guy, yesterday, and he was telling me, who's coming up a little bit later, by the way, that his cat now turns on the robot vacuum and they've got an alliance going.
Okay.
The machine is winning there too.
I think we need to reduce the amount of machines we've got for things.
I'm scared. AI, get out of my face.
I'm scared of it too. It's crazy. I didn't even mean to AI something online the other day and I did. And I'm like, no, I didn't want the answer to that.
Hey.
Carl and Catherine with you. Got the news coming up for you shortly at 8 a.m. Plenty more coming up in the next half hour or so as well. Lachlan Mackay, our movie guy. The movie guy himself.
The movie guy.
Will be joining us around 8:30 to give us a bit of a conversation surrounding the movies of 2024 so far.
Well, we're nearly halfway through the year. Well, effectively we are.
Well, we are. It's the first week of June.
It is.
Would you believe?
All of that coming up, but right here, right now.
Yeah.
I was going to talk about something, but in the break, you said something that was so offensive to me.
To you.
That I've decided to bring it to the table right now and let Bayside decide who is on the right side of the debate here.
I might even put the question up on our socials as well.
You should. Okay. Let's do that. And just then by the end of the show, yes. So we were chatting about our weekends and you told me that you headed to a local establishment for a friend's birthday over the weekend.
Mm.
And you were chatting away, having fun, and then another mate showed up.
Yep.
Separate group. So they were not known to the group that you were with, correct?
No.
And you said, what a coincidence. You're here. I'm here. Would you like to tell Bayside what you did next?
I ditched the people that I was with and I went and had dinner at the restaurant at the back of this establishment because they had a nice restaurant at the back. They said, you should come. And I'm like, okay.
So you ditched the birthday girl.
Yep.
Whose birthday it was.
Yep.
For how long?
Give or take. An hour, hour and a half.
How many were in the group at her birthday?
Oh, there was a lot. There's some people I didn't really know as well. Maybe 15 of us.
Okay.
Thereabouts. A lot of the people that were there were people I usually cruise with. And a lot of them were, shall we say, intoxicated. And I'm not getting intoxicated at the moment. And so when I was trying to find somebody else who was maybe entertaining people, shall we say, at the venue across the weekend in another section that I just struggled to find within this large place.
They were a DJ. Let's just make it clear.
Okay.
That sounded odd. Yes.
It kind of did, didn't it? Yeah. Sorry. I wasn't doing anything untoward. I was just, you know. Anyway, so I went to go for a bit of a walk to find the basement section of this place. And as I was doing that, at the front entry section, I bumped into my personal trainer and one of our friends who is more his friend, but my friend as well. And they were like, oh, I'm like, of course, you know, of all the places you decide to come, you come here tonight. And like, yeah, well, we're going for dinner. So you want to come? And I'm like, yeah, okay. So I just walked to the back of the venue and went for dinner.
And ditched your friend on her birthday. Now, I want to put this out there. 0404 000 736. Is that allowed? If you are in a mutual venue and you're there with a group of people, and your mate is there with a group of people, can you just cut ties with the people that you have pledged your allegiance to and your commitment and your time and your energy and just go and hang out?
I will preface this by saying the day after this person's actual birthday, I went to lunch with them and spent time with them. So,
because you felt guilty?
No, not because I felt guilty. Our friendship allows us to do things like that.
What?
In our, like, you know, our lives allow us to be able to catch up at times which are not normal for some. So we had lunch the other day and it was an enjoyable lunch. So, and this person also knows that I loathe going to the particular venue she chose. So I didn't exactly leave the venue. I was there. If she called upon me, I could have left my mates from the dinner for a moment and gone back to them.
Carl, you were there for her.
Yeah, I know. But
even just then, you were meant to say, if I had upset them, I would have downed my eggplant parmigiana, which is another issue in itself.
Do you know how good it was, though?
Seriously, who even are you anymore?
I don't know.
Carl, Catherine, thank you. Thanks, Carl. Thanks, Catherine.
You're listening to Carl and Catherine.
This is Reese Mastin, and you're listening to Carl and Catherine.
On 88.3 Southern FM, this is Breakfast with Carl and Catherine.
Here we go!
It most certainly is a big morning to you, Bayside. Carl and Catherine kicking off the second hour here at Monday Breakfast. And oh my gosh, Carl Bianco, we have a huge hour ahead.
So massive. I am personally looking forward to having a chat to our great mate, Lachlan McKay, the movie guy. It feels like ages since we've spoken to him.
Yes, we have him coming on because we have officially hit June, halfway point of 2024.
Where's it gone?
What are the best films that have come out so far? Also, I've got a question that I need to bring to Lachlan McKay too from one of our valid listeners, as you say.
Okay.
About what the best movie is to see at the movies at the moment.
I might bring something up with him that I want to as well.
Oh, okay.
Regards to movies in Melbourne.
And I need to bring something up with you too.
Okay.
I'm never one to, on purpose, call somebody out.
Okay.
But you have made it very easy today. First, with the abandoning of one friend to another friendship group at a function. And now what I see before me. Now, you have shaped up a little bit since the early hours of this morning when we started.
What do you mean?
But over the weekend, you told us earlier that you cleaned up your room.
I did.
And found some little hidden treasures.
I did.
Around the traps, right?
I sure did.
And one of them, up until moments ago, was sitting on your pinky.
Yeah, I'm still trying to find the right spot for it.
You wear a ring now, which I'm all for. I think it looks cool.
Oh, thanks.
But you're wearing it on your pinky. And
What's that?
Like the biggest ick for me of all times. I can't be the only person that cannot stand pinky rings.
Can I just talk about a bigger problem
right
now?
Who are you, Bruno Mars?
Yes.
Put your pinky rings up to the moon?
24 karat magic in the air. I have invested in new technology, and right now I'm getting particularly frustrated at the fact that my watch has locked itself and I cannot get the bloody thing open.
Okay.
Anyway, that's a side note.
Don't pivot from the conversation. Now, you've got the ring now on your thumb.
Yeah, I'm not sure where it's going to be.
You remind me of someone that we work with that on.
Do I?
And I don't know whether that's the look you're trying to achieve, but I just, I'm glad that we've moved on from the pinky ring, but I don't know. Where has this come from?
Well, I used to enjoy wearing it when I was younger. Just be glad I'm not wearing the surfy type necklace that
Found. I know exactly
that was the one that accompanied the ring back in the day. And I used to wear like those.
Was it long with the dog tags?
No, it didn't have the dog tags. Oh. It had like a shark tooth, but it was like a metal shark tooth. I'm not even kidding. I thought about putting it on just to see, but it looked too small for my neck.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't think I could get away with it. I can get away with wearing a ring. I always liked this ring.
I don't know if it goes on your thumb either. It's better than the pinky, but I would say, like, I mean, I have rings.
Well, I'm not married, so.
Well, no, not.
It doesn't fit in my other. My fingers have gotten, like, thicker, I think, since when I was younger. It doesn't quite fit on the, you know, what's that? Is that the index finger?
It's your wedding finger.
Yeah, but it's not the wedding finger. Isn't it the left side?
Yeah, but that looks much better. I still don't know about the ring. It's a very, no.
It's too loose there. I think I like it on my thumb.
Pinky rings, no.
Hard no?
It is the hardest, firmest no of all no's.
Right.
And I just don't know how I would feel hosting a radio show with someone who has a pinky ring.
My life feedback, you know, I really take on board what you have to say.
Thank you.
With a lot of consideration.
Well, you had to concede the other day that I was always right because
I've said that. How many times do I say that? This is the reason why we work together, because if I've got something that's not right in my life, I say, Catherine, is this okay? And you say, no. What are you doing, Carl? No.
Is it constructive or is it mean?
Both.
Like, really?
Yep.
Oh.
But it's warranted. Everyone needs someone in their life that has that kind of ability, and you have that kind of ability. No one else.
Yeah,
only you.
This is why the pinky ring came as such a shock, because you normally consult me on these things.
No, not always.
This morning
That's
and
not
I
true.
Said, he's in his shirt and jacket and his pinky ring. Who is this guy with his pencil moustache? Oh, nearly moustache. It's getting there. Beard.
I didn't say to you that I was going to switch to Apple.
You did.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
I said I might.
You announced it to me on Tuesday.
No, but I said last week when I said I was going to do it, I said I'm going to hold off to Thursday, as in Thursday of this week. And I just thought, you know what?
I missed that key detail.
Why not? Mm. Why not? Why leave it? This is like one of my new life mantras. Why leave it? Just do it.
Oh.
Just do it. It sounds like the promo
of
someone
else. You might get sued there.
Yeah. No, but I'm saying
why don't
why
you
wait?
Just mix it up a bit? Do it just.
Don't do it in time. Do it right now.
Right here. Right now.
No, I think I get sued for that as well. Fat Boy Slim. Oh, relevant though. Fat Boy Slim.
Break.
This Break. Is Ella Henderson. Alibi. Wow, one of your favourites, I think, a new favourite, Ella Henderson's Alibi featuring Rudimental, the Joel Corey remix there, actually.
Rudimental, you have not heard that name in a while, have you?
I love Rudimental.
You know they say it's true. I can feel the love. Can you feel it too? That's Rudimental, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I'll tell you what my favourite Rudimental song is.
Your favourite?
Absolute favourite.
What's your favourite?
If I can get it. Where is it? Come on, system. This system, I'll tell you what. The years that I've left, it hasn't improved, has it? Sorry to say, it's not an out-on station. We have a very, very competent system, but there are certain moments where I just want to use it. Oh, it's disconnected. But it'll be connected again soon enough. Anyway, can you just search who I'm after, John Newman? Here we go. This is the song. Whenever I hear it, I'm like, I just absolutely love it. Well, that's one of them. And then the other one that I just, when I hear it, I have to listen to the whole thing is this. I hear that.
Nice.
Collabing with Calvin.
Oh, I just genuinely think there isn't a better artist to collab with than Calvin.
He is a gun. What
he
about
is a gun.
What about this song?
Do you want to hear something?
What's up?
I've got a friend who is going to Ibiza in a couple of weeks.
Oh, I have a friend too that's going there.
To see Calvin in person.
In person?
In person.
If he ever comes back to Australia,
oh,
we're going.
We're going.
This is the other thing that I'm doing in my quarter-life crisis, right? I'm saying yes to going to a lot of concerts.
Well, this is the thing. When I first met you, you'd never been to a concert before.
No, I hadn't. Well, that's not entirely true. I had. My first ever concert was Ringo Starr and his All-Star Band.
Yes.
And you know what? It was a concert. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good acts there. It wasn't just Ringo. It was Todd Rundgren. Mm. It was Steve Lukather from Toto. You know, imagine hearing Africa sung live. It's pretty good. I'm not going to lie. It was a vibe. 17-year-old me enjoyed that at Festival Hall.
Festival Hall. I think that's one of the only venues I haven't been to.
Oh, you have to go.
I don't think I've been to Festival Hall.
I have, and I saw that, and it was an experience.
Mm.
You know the thing that annoyed me most about that concert?
What?
Afterwards, about a week later, my phone corrupted, and I lost everything.
Oh.
So I had videos of me singing along to like Ringo Starr singing Photograph and all that sort of stuff.
Gone.
And you weren't supposed to film. Of course I did.
Yeah.
And just
well,
out of nowhere,
you wear a pinky ring. Of course you did.
Oh, thanks. I don't think I was wearing it back then.
Was that when you were wearing your shark tooth?
Nah, I'd gone out of that phase. That was very circa 2010-ish.
Yep.
Yeah. Anyway. Next concert I'm looking forward to going to, though, Empire of the Sun.
Yes, we're both going. That'll be a lot of fun.
Me too, yeah.
I really hope that there's another concert before that, though. I'm going to a lot of theatre this year.
Yeah.
But I haven't gone to many. I've only been to Pink this year.
Oh, concert was.
Mm.
I went to Fred again.
You did go to Fred again. I'm jealous.
Oh, I'm so tempted to play Fred again song.
Don't.
Might do that.
It's too early.
No, it's not.
It's too early.
It's never too early. We're going to a break. Plenty more still to come. Lachlan Mackay, the movie guy, still around about 10 minutes away.
Mm.
I want to hear all about his trip that he's going on too.
He's fresh from Japan.
Because you know what happens, right?
What?
We start talking to him and we intend to get to talking about movies, but we never get there.
No.
We get 8 minutes in and then all of a sudden, hey, we should probably talk about movies, Lachlan Mackay.
But if what? You do have a movie from 2024 that's one of your favourites, let us know. 0404 000 736. We'll be talking about that with Lachlan Mackay a little bit later.
I wanted to talk about something that happened to me in the supermarket. I know I've already brought it up already, my incident during the mailbag about being nicer to one another.
Toot, beep, beep, get out my car.
And that's fine. Yeah, pretty much. I didn't get out of my car. If I had have, maybe.
Can I just, that's the one
might
thing.
Have ended
if there's road rage, never get out of your car.
Well, if I had
never.
Good luck coming my way. I'm just going to put it that way. And I would not condone violence in any way, shape, or form. But I stand up and I am 6'5", so good luck trying to get past me. Anyway.
Yeah, hang on. 6'5", who also had a cockroach in his car and freaked the hell out.
Well, it's not very often that you have a cockroach do something like that. was caught off guard, and if you want to hear all about it, you can go back a few weeks on the podcast. I went into the supermarket the other day to purchase some items that I needed for when the parentals returned.
Yeah.
Anyway, I thought I could get away with having one of those new recyclable bags to take all the load of everything I wanted to buy at the supermarket. So what I didn't realize was that I was going to stock up on tuna and salmon. Well, actually, in this instance, it was tuna. So what I do is I wait for the specials because I am a regular eater of canned tuna and canned salmon, particularly when I go to work.
Are you loyal to a particular brand?
Yes. Well, I say that. Yes and no. I am loyal to a particular brand when it's on special.
Yeah.
So anyway, I decided to go and purchase this brand because it was on special, and I just take one of the boxes off the tuna and I take all of it.
Oh.
So I don't even worry about leaving it there. I don't put it into a bag. I take all of it. Anyway, this didn't work to my advantage when I went to the checkout. Because, of course, we all need to self-serve ourselves these days. It's the more efficient way to do things. But there's always one person there to help in the event you find yourself in a struggle.
Yeah.
Now, this kind lady that works at this supermarket in Bayside was there for me.
Yeah.
I didn't anticipate this was going to happen, but I had one of those recyclable bags. I went to go pick it up and... Just broke apart and my tuna cans went everywhere. Hit the ground, dented. I'm like, oh.
How many are we talking?
I had 20 cans. 20 cans just fell out of the bag and hit the ground, hit the deck.
But do you not factor in that maybe a paper bag?
Well, I mean, I probably shouldn't have put the milk in there. I also probably shouldn't have put the juice. I mean, it didn't help. I had bread.
In one bag.
And I had packets of dip as well.
Seriously.
I had a lot. I was really trying to cram. Because the thing is, I actually have stronger bags. But the problem is, I get home, I unpack everything, and I chuck them in my room, and I don't put them back in my car. So I'm like, what am I going to use? Oh, I'll just use the 25-cent bags.
Yep.
Because they come in handy, and it saves me having to buy another one.
Yep.
Anyway, I had egg in my face, literally.
And tuna.
Yep. And I had to buy a proper sturdy bag so everything would fit and I could fit it into my car and not look like an idiot.
That would have also been really loud too, tuna hitting the deck like that. Did you spook your fellow shoppers?
No, at that time of the morning, because I went pretty early, I wasn't, it wasn't that early where there was a heap of people around or people getting impatient at the fact I was taking so long.
You're lucky that the milk didn't explode.
Well, actually, I said that the milk dropped, I sort of said a lie, it reminded me that I had to get milk. Okay. The juice did. The juice dropped and the tuna dropped, not the milk.
But did the juice spill everywhere?
No, it didn't.
Yeah, see, that's a weird.
Thankfully, all I ended up with was a few dented tuna cans, which I prioritised as far as eating so that there wasn't wonky ones when Mum and Dad came home. And,
it was all right. Would that have bothered them? Wonky cans?
It probably bothers them more the fact that I've put them everywhere because they have to fit in the cupboard somewhere. Mm. So you just look on the
Do you need 20 cans?
Yes, I actually do. You got a problem with that?
How's the floor at the Woolies?
Look, well, it's not Woolies, first of all.
Sorry.
It was a different supermarket brand. I avoid certain supermarkets. And on this occasion, not because I've been outed at the supermarkets, mind you. That sounded very... the way I said that, I avoid certain supermarkets. Shall I say I've been put off certain supermarkets?
Okay.
Because I'm just worried that the same thing might happen again, you know? I get caught up in my emotions when certain things like that happen. Mm. Oh, and I can't spell this morning, which makes my life even better. Anyway, we are going to touch base with Lachie McKay, the movie guy. Lachlan McKay. Sorry, Lachlan. Sorry. Oh, that's a bad habit. Sorry, Troy. We'll get back to you afterwards. But
record scratched Troy Cassidaly.
Sure did. There are higher priorities.
He was literally singing about believing in yourself and not letting other people's opinions get in your way, and then you cut him off.
Yeah, for Martin Solveig's Big in Japan, because somebody who's just returned from Japan is Lachlan McKay, the movie guy. Good morning, Lachlan.
Good morning, Bayside. How are we going?
Always better for hearing from you, my friend.
Oh, shucks. I was very surprised to hear Troy Cassidaly so early.
Look, the good news is we're going to go back to Troy and the actual song I meant to play, which was Between the Fires, which is number 4 on the AMRAP regional charts at the moment. So I'll play that off the back of you so you're not disappointed, nor is Bayside.
Oh, so he's bookended by Troy.
He
that's
is.
Nice.
Yes, yes, that's it. Exactly right. Tell us. Sorry, go on.
Bookended by Troy Cassidaly. Should I do the whole segment in this voice?
Please don't.
Okay. Fragment, consider revising.
I just felt very country and western if I was going to be bookended.
Well, I mean, it is hip. It is what everyone is going for these days. Country, western.
Well, it is true. It's very on brand. Beyonce's doing it.
Even I'm liking country, and I never liked country. Mm. Well, I mean, there are elements of country. Anyway, let's not digress from what we're here to talk about, Lachlan. First of all, how was Japan?
Japan was amazing. If you ever get the chance to go, go.
Good. Well, I'm going to put that, on my list of places I need to visit with all my life changes at the moment. I think I'll put Japan there on the list.
Done.
Thank you.
Absolutely, yes. It's the strongest the Aussie dollar has ever been to the yen right now. So, yeah, if you've got the money and you can get off work for 2 weeks, 100% get going right now.
All right.
Right now.
Right, okay.
Down
right
tools.
Now,
right this second. Down tools.
Fantastic. Well, I'll put that in the things to do after the show. Have a look for a trip to Japan. But the other matter at hand that we want to talk to you about is the movies of 2024 so far. The ones we've liked, the ones we've disliked. Your job essentially is to tell us which ones have been good and which ones haven't been as good. Let's go with the ones who haven't been as good first. I think we should start with
We're just doing top three.
Oh, are we?
Favorites.
Oh, yeah. Top three
we're
favorites?
We're not being mean. We're not a mean program.
Oh, okay. Well, you could have briefed me on the fact that we're doing top three.
I think I did about four times. But anyway, please, Lachlan, lead the charge.
What have you liked? Let's just let you talk.
All right, well, what have I liked? Well, coming off probably my number one film so far of the year, I only saw it last week, was Furiosa, the Mad Max saga.
Ah, okay. There's a lot of mixed commentary on that. Thoughts?
What do you mean mixed commentary? Everyone I've heard talk about raves about it.
I've heard that it's good, but it's probably half an hour too long.
No. I did not feel that at all. I feel not in the slightest. It's a reason to go back to the movies is what it is. It's a big screen epic. It's got a riveting story and an amazing cast and the spectacle of it all.
Oof.
I like to see a good car chase in widescreen, On the biggest screen possible. And it's Australian as well. That always gets brownie points.
That is good. But I must ask, does it actually go back to the first Mad Max at all? Can you connect the two?
The original Mel Gibson one,
the first one. Toe cutter?
Not really, no. No, it's set before Mad Max Fury Road.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's got very little to do with Mad Max Road Warrior and Beyond Thunderdome.
This is where I come out and admit to you that I've not seen any of the new ones, and I've only watched the first one.
I haven't seen any of them, which is a shock to nobody.
You haven't seen Road Warrior, Beyond Thunderdome, or Fury Road?
No. Sorry to be the bearer of bad news or
good
news.
Sorry. If you ever get around to it, you're in for a treat.
There you go. Japan and Mad Max on your list.
Okay.
There you
I'm keeping tabs
go.
Why
for
not
you?
Both? I can watch Mad Max on my way to Japan.
Hey,
you really could, yeah.
Que esté a las dos. What's number two, Lachlan?
Number two, keeping with the sand action theme, I'm going to go with Dune Part 2.
Ooh, see, I have heard some very, very good things about this film.
So the first Dune, I wasn't a fan of it when it came out because it ends on quite a cliffhanger. But when the second one came out, I did a double feature at my local cinema. And now that's a film that you can watch them separately, but I reckon it's best to do it all in one sitting. Be a real nerd.
Okay.
See, I respect that. I do not have the attention span for a double feature.
Oh, no, we know that, Catherine.
Yes.
One feature kind of gal.
Was it watching The Godfather in 5-minute installments on your phone?
I stand by that, and I'm 20 minutes in. Thank you very much.
Oh, no, see, you just can't do it.
How long have you been on this mission?
2 years.
2 years and you've gotten 20 minutes?
Actually, nearly 3 years, yes.
Okay. And is it just the first Godfather you've got to watch? Has anyone mentioned part two or part three to you?
Well, I got told that the second Godfather is actually better than the first Godfather. And they did say to start with the second one, but that didn't make much sense to me. And so then I just gave up because I was overwhelmed.
No, you can't do it. You have to go in the order that they've been made in. Otherwise, you don't understand why they're flashing back in the second one.
I still don't understand why they're flashing back
in the first one. You don't understand. So if you get to know the characters in the first one, and then in the second one when it flashes back to when Don Corleone is younger.
You're triggering me.
A younger Don Corleone is played by a Robert De Niro, who didn't get a part in the first one, which everyone touted him to being an Italian actor. Anyway, so essentially, without boring you too much about the details, because a lot of people have watched all of the Godfather trilogy, the second film shows the storyline of Don Corleone coming to America from Italy, migrating there, and the story of how he actually got the surname Corleone, because his name wasn't Corleone. Corleone was the village that he actually came from.
Wasn't made in 2024.
It doesn't matter. I'm just providing context as to why you need to watch the first film before the second. Well, it's very important. And do you know what? I stand by something like that, Lachlan. If I'm going to watch a series of movies, I can't go and watch the second one before the first one. I have to make sure I've watched the first one.
You've got to do your homework.
Thank you.
Okay, fair. And your third choice, Lachlan?
My third choice, I'm going to go with something, a smaller film that I don't know if many people have heard about. It's called Love Lies Bleeding. I saw this film a couple of weeks ago when I did a little challenge to spend all day at the cinemas.
You did.
And it was the final film of the day. And it's sort of like it's a crime thriller about this bodybuilder who comes to this small town. She falls in love with the gym owner, and the gym owner has been ostracized from her family because their family is a crime family, and she wants nothing to do with it. And then I don't want to say hilarity ensues, but tensions and violence ensue.
Well, it sounds like a lot of films you watch.
It's like a fun time all around.
Yeah. Violence in movies. I don't really like... Well, I say that and I've just said how much I love The Godfather. I try to avoid overly violent films. I'm not a fan of like horror or extremely violent films.
That's okay. You can watch whatever you want to watch. What would be your favourite film of the year then, Carl?
Well, I wanted to say the Ferrari movie, but I feel like that was borderline last year into this year. I think as far as movies that are like commercial movies that have had cinema releases, although I've not watched them in the cinema, I can't tell you the last time I watched a movie in the cinema. That's another topic for another day. I watched the Ferrari movie and I really enjoyed it. I thought it was just great. But if we're talking about ones that you see on streaming sites, yes, I have to say Mother of the Bride probably stands out to me, because we're talking about movies here. We're not talking about TV series, which I've watched a few of. So that's what stood out to me, Lachlan.
Mother of the Bride. Isn't that Brooke Shields and Miranda Cosgrove?
Yep.
Nice.
Yeah, lighthearted. I like those kind of lighthearted rom-com movies. I get sucked into them.
Did you watch Anyone But You?
Ooh, haven't watched it, but I can put it on the list.
Oh, I watched that on the plane coming home, and like that's a film that, you know, it's an American film, but it's set mainly in Australia. It's a good plane movie. It was a nice, light rom-com that I could just, you know, switch my brain off and zone out.
Well,
I'm sure, a great quote that they would love to have on the Blu-ray.
Well, it's really funny you say that, like movies that were American in tone but filmed in Australia. I watched one the other day, and I actually didn't realize, I should have put two and two together, because the actors that were in town, I remember when they were in town. Remember when Zac Efron and also John Cena were in Australia filming in Melbourne?
Don't talk about it. I got asked to work on that movie and I had to work elsewhere, and it's like the saddest thing that's ever happened to
me. Well, yeah, two of Catherine's favorite people. Well,
John Cena? Well, please.
Okay.
Well, Catherine, I've seen the reviews for that movie and I think you dodged a bullet.
Oh, no. Hey, where's Zach Leeds? I follow. I'm just really proud the two of you are watching rom-coms.
Do you know what he would have said to you, though, if he had have attempted to go and see Zac Efron? He would have channeled John Cena and said, "You can't see me." Anyway, I watched... Bit of a niche reference there, but Lachlan got it.
That was so lame.
But so applicable to that conversation.
Carl, I need to put you out of your misery. I'm not laughing with you. I'm laughing at you.
Well, yes.
It's the execution that matters.
I was going to say, I thought I'd lost you for a second, Lachlan. Because I'm a professional, I'm going to bring this back on track and get rid of all the
WWE. Ricky Stenicki. Well, there's another movie, but I think it was filmed last year.
No, my favourite this year so far, which is a surprise to nobody, is The Idea of You. It is an Amazon film. Their best performing film they've ever made on Prime. Anne Hathaway and a guy whose name escapes me who resembles Harry Styles. It's beautiful.
Is that the one where she randomly meets a dude at Coachella?
Yes, yes, yes. And she's 40, he's in his 20s. It's fabulous. Really, really good.
okay.
Hey, don't mock it till you try it. You need to watch it.
No, that's the thing. I haven't seen it, so I can't comment. All I know is that it's Anne Hathaway at Coachella.
So. It gives the same vibe as your favourite movie, Lachlan, The Proposal. So you'll enjoy it.
Oh, God. That was not a fun time.
I don't really like that movie either, Lachlan.
Oh, yeah, but you guys have bad taste. We know that.
That's not true. Just because I like Click and it makes me emotional does not mean that you have any right to criticise my taste.
Quick question for you, Lachlan Mackay, before we wrap you up. Mm. We've got a question off air wanting to know. They're saying, I want to go to the movies. I haven't been to the movies in ages. But is there anything good in theatres at the moment that I should be seeing?
Well, as I said, like Furiosa is in cinemas right now, and that needs to be seen on the biggest screen possible. However, I think it depends on the person who's asking, because I wouldn't, because yes, it is, it can be, it's not overly violent, but it's a Mad Max movie. And also, as I was leaving the cinemas when I saw it, there was a family who were walking out in front of me, and the daughter turned to the dad and she said, I'm so glad you made me watch the first Fury Road this afternoon. So if you haven't seen Fury Road, you might be a bit lost at Furiosa.
Okay.
What else is in cinemas right now? Well, there's Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes out, but I don't think that's going to favour if you haven't seen the first three. May I ask who asked the question? Do we know what their taste is?
Easy viewing, comedy, musicals.
Easy viewing, musicals, yes. Comedies. In cinemas right now. I really don't. Well, there's The Fall Guy. That was pretty.
Yeah, I would take that. I think that would like Fall Guy.
Fall Guy, another film that was filmed in Australia.
How did I miss that?
What else? Yeah, I reckon maybe Fall Guy might be
done.
Go.
There you go, valid listener.
Well, here's a challenge you're going to throw out to the three of us. Let's lock in a time.
What?
Because I want to return and watch a movie at a cinema.
Are we going on an excursion?
Let's go on an excursion, all three of us, and we'll go and watch a movie. Whatever one you think is best suited to all of our viewing pleasures, I suppose you could say.
I'm going to get mercilessly bullied, I can tell.
Well, you know, that's what we do on a Monday, and Lachlan supports me on that occasionally. In a friendly way, never a
well, know, just as a little side note before we wrap up, I do hear that you guys are hitting it off on a friendly way, and you're Facebook friends now. That's nice.
Well, it just hadn't happened, so I thought, you know, probably should happen.
Someone has to make the first move, Carl.
But can I just put this out there too? It's a side note from what we're talking about, but I find that I'm very social with people, and I will have known someone for a long time, and I just never add them on social media.
So, oh, well, Lachlan, you should feel honoured.
You know.
Yeah. Well, I was also going to say, like, I mean, who uses Facebook anymore? We're Instagram friends, so that's all that matters.
Well, yeah, that's a fair shout. I agree wholeheartedly. Anyway, on that that humble
on that
note,
crushing note.
You know what? I also don't want to look at my friend count because I'm worried someone will have unfriended me. Anyway, that's another story. Thanks for jumping on, mate, as always, and for giving us your movies that you've enjoyed so far of 2024. And we'll speak soon, no doubt.
We'll speak soon. I look forward to our excursion.
Oh, gosh.
It's going to be something.
Very quickly,
yes,
has Producer Jack got some pre-recorded arcs there? I'm so glad I made him do that.
Oh, no. He needed to contribute something in his absence. So.
I can't believe that he will be back live next week. I'm so excited to see him. It's been so long.
Yeah, it has been a little while.
Quick things I've learned today. I have learned that you should go to the Olympics because you're very good at backflipping in terms
in what aspect?
Of your technology.
Well, you know, that was a big life change for me. When you've been used to something for, was it? I worked it out that I think it's 16 years I've been using.
16 years wasted.
Android.
And also I've learned that you take my advice on board because your pinky ring is now on your thumb and that
it
makes
actually,
me happy.
It feels better there. I just had to find a place for it, so I found that place.
I still don't think thumb rings are cool, but they're better than pinky rings.
That's enough for the reflection section. We've got to go. Bye.
Bye. See you next week.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, we're in.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Live. Yo, what's up? Baby, let's
go. Carl, Catherine, thank you.
Thanks, Carl. Thanks, Catherine.
I love listening to Carl and Catherine.
Hey, this is Reese Mastin, and you're listening to Carl and Catherine on 88.3 Southern FM.